We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. Glad to welcome you back to the Crimson Tide Sports Network, and it's time to talk some Alabama volleyball. This is Lindsay Devine Live, and it's brought to you by our friends at Alabama One Credit Union, a proud supporter of Crimson Tide Women's Athletics. And Coach Devine, it's great to see you from your office on campus at Alabama, and since the last time we spoke, the season is underway. How's everything going for the volleyball program?
Great. Well, first, it's great to speak with you. Thank you. Yes, we had the opportunity to open up against Mizzou in Foster, and we learned a lot about ourselves, and now we are preparing for this week's matches against Florida.
Just how great was it to see your team on the floor for the first time, going up against a good opponent in Missouri, but just getting those matches finally under your belt after all the practices you all had had?
Well, I know from the players' perspective, they were pretty excited to get out there. There was some nerves, and I think that our team handled those. You know, getting out there in front of a limited crowd in Foster to do what we love was, again, you know, it's the hard work, it's the practice that they've been doing. So the opportunity to get out and play against a different opponent was certainly that they had been looking forward to.
You knew you had some really talented returners coming back to this year's roster, but also a lot of newcomers, and it seemed like they helped lead the way in some of the sets we saw.
Absolutely. On our first night against Mizzou, Kennedy McElroy was fantastic. I believe she finished with a 500 hitting percentage. Mizzou didn't really have an answer for her, so I really like that she came with that mental mindset, exposed some weaknesses against Mizzou, but just played with such confidence. So that was great. And then Kendall Ray, a freshman, you know, what we love. It's so hard to take Kendall off the floor because she comes in with this confidence when she passes ball. She kept us in pretty good rhythm in that back row. So I like that she came in her first match and stayed true to herself and resorted back to that training and definitely held her own when it came to her serve receive.
And then as well, in the second match against Missouri, you see a big performance by Abby Marjamas. She had 13 kills at 346, a really strong performance by her.
Yeah, we were so excited. You know, Abby has such a confidence, and that she was able to execute under pressure. That was key for her. She looked at the scouting report. She was able to see a view from the sidelines the night before, comes into the second match, sees some things that she knows are going to work, implements them, and was able to find that success.
What did you see from your setters in the first couple matches?
It comes a lot back to passing. So the first night, I think that we were a little bit more in rhythm with that pass, which allowed Riley the opportunity to spread the offense out a little bit more. You know, Chase got some ball. So, you know, between Chase and Aaliyah, when our middles are able to get the ball, that opens it up for the pins. So first night, I think Riley had more options based on the pass. So I like the way that she quarterbacked that. Second night, I think that we didn't have that consistency when it came to our pass, and so we certainly had to find ways to score. I think that Riley, again, came in with that mindset. She knew how the lineups and the matchups that she wanted to have, and I think that she was able to get the balls to the players when we needed. And I think, you know, right now Meg Nealon has had the opportunity to come in and do some setting at certain times, kind of a specialty as a role right now. And I just love that she understands that, she's fulfilling that role, and then she is also playing some awesome defense for us, because she led all of our diggers on defense with the amount of digs on the second match. So great for Megs.
Yeah, certainly good to see that. And I was going to ask you next about some of the digging you saw in those first two matches against a team that takes a lot of swings like Missouri.
Certainly, you know, it comes back to a mental mindset on that defensive approach. And so first night, you know, the strangeness about the season is, you know, we didn't have an opportunity to do any preseason matches. And so we're thrown right into a very competitive conference and against a great team such as Mizzou. So I think, again, our players recognize on the defensive side, you know, we just got to get balance. We got to make sure that we are watching the right things. And if you combine that with a good front row with our blocking, I think we've ironed some things out. We're going to clean up some of the small details, and we're hoping that we're going to see that translate into our match against Florida. So, you know, defense was strong at points. You're right. I mean, Mizzou, their front line is so skilled, physical. So our team responded well at certain times. We just got to stretch out those times into more consistency.
For the last few weeks, your team has been practicing with all the social distancing guidelines in place, COVID-19 protocols that are in place. Kind of what was it like seeing those implemented into a game for the first time, and especially welcoming an opponent on campus like Missouri?
Well, I think that Alabama and all the support staff that were included in that protocol did a wonderful job. And so from our end, as far as players and staff, you know, we've been wearing the masks. We've been making sure that we keep that social distancing when we're doing in our huddles. We are disinfecting balls and the nets. So all of those little things that we had to do when an opponent came in, we were already doing so. And that was the goal. We didn't want so much disruption so that they were like, oh my gosh, we've never had to do this. So I think that we kept the routine, and the support staff at Alabama did a fantastic job of preparing us and putting us in the best spots during these times.
Well, of course, with any sport right now in the SEC, if it's a conference-only schedule, you're only going to get tough opponents. We saw that last week in Missouri. Now you're getting ready to go on the road to Gainesville to take on the fourth-ranked Florida Gators. Mary Wise always has a really talented roster. What can you tell us about Florida this season?
Again, the things that you just said, a talented coaching staff that is able to recruit wonderful players. They're very physical, tall, skilled. And I think what, you know, they have a winning mentality. They know what is expected of them. They're able to execute under pressure. So we know that it's going to be, again, a challenging match. But for us, we got to take care of our side of the net. And I believe if we clean up a few little details here and there, we're going to position ourselves to be right in that fight.
Yeah. What is most important for you to see in these two matches coming up in Gainesville?
Serve and pass. You know, that is crucial to anybody's success. And so we've talked about that as a team, you know, that what we want, what that confidence and that mental mindset we want to demonstrate when we're on that end line. And then just keeping it really simple on the pass. I think that the players, when they saw the film, they recognize, ooh, you know, I moved my shoulders a little extra. You know, I didn't move my feet enough. So we really want to keep it simple, not do those extra things. So the serve and pass game is going to be really important to our success. And I think it's just being us, you know, play with confidence, play with love, enjoy what you're doing, have some fun in what you get to do. And then we go back to making sure that we understand how important the training, that practice, those practice situations. Can we execute under practice in our training? And we're going to be able to carry that over into the matches.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining us on this Monday. Just best of luck on the trip to Florida and the matches coming up against the Gators. We look forward to talking to you again next week. Thank you again. Roll Tide.
Thanks, Roger, very much. Roll Tide.
All right. That was Alabama volleyball coach Lindsey Devine. Thank you for joining us here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.